Hello, my name is Robert Dawes, and I'm speaking to you from the stage of the Theatre Royal, Northampton. It's 2 days after our press night for the Diary of a Nobody, the adaptation to the stage of the hugely popular Victorian novel by the brothers George and Weedon Grossmith. We've had a wonderful week. Technical rehearsals all came together, dress rehearsals came together, and audiences have been flocking in, I'm very pleased to say, and the response has been very, very heartening. People seem to really love this little tale, with all its pomposity and farcical elements and what have you. I'm looking at the stage now, covered in confetti, a bath that's red, stepladders, all sorts of things left over from the final scene of the play. The stage management are at the moment setting up for this afternoon's performance, the matinee, which we kick off at 2:30. It's been an extraordinary journey. I speak on behalf of the whole of the cast to say that we've hugely enjoyed it. It's had its moments of frustration as we've tried to get the best from the book and put that on stage, the two things being such different elements. What works on the page does not necessarily, of course, work on the stage. But we've enjoyed it very much indeed. Next week, as a point of interest, I have a special guest coming to see the show. Last year I did a play in the West End, and a fellow actor of mine, Jock, was in it. And he heard I was doing this a couple of months ago. He phoned up and said, "Oh, I never told you this, but I'm actually the great-grandson of George Weedon." So we've got a family member coming to see the show next week, which will add a certain amount of poignancy to it. I very much hope he enjoys it anyway. So if you haven't been along to see it already, please do come along. You'll be made very welcome. Hopefully you'll enjoy the show. Cheerio.